जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगो। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पशुत। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवयं। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम् 5th canto chapter 3 Rishabhdev's appearance text 3. So it's in prose form, so I'll just read it through. Athaha tamavashkrita bhuja jugaladvayam hiranmayam purusha visheshan kopisha kaushayam varadhara murashi bilashatri vatsala labham दरबर वन रूह वनमाला छूर्य मृतमणि गदा दीभी रूप ओके मणि गदाभीर रूप लक्षितं स्फुट किरण प्रभ प्रवर मुकुट कुंडल कटक कोटि सूत्र हार केऊर नूपुराद्दंगम भूषण विभूषित मृतत्विक मृत्विक सदस्य गृहपतयो धना हवत्तो मधनम मूपलब्ध मूपलभ्य स बहुमान मरहनेनावन तशीर्षान उपतस्थु। Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Lord Vishnu appeared before King Nabhi with four arms. He was very bright and he appeared to be the best of all personalities. Around the lower portion of his body he wore a yellow silken garment. On his chest was the mark of Sri Vatsa, which always displays beauty. He carried a conch shell, lotus flower, disc and club and he wore a garland of forest flowers and the Kaustubha gem. He was beautifully decorated with a helmet, earrings, bangles, belt, pearl necklace, armlets, ankle bells, and other bodily ornaments, bedecked with radiant jewels. Seeing the Lord present before them, King Nabhi and his priests and associates felt just like poor people who have suddenly attained great riches. They received the Lord and respectfully bent their heads and offered him things in worship. Okay, so read after me, repeat after me. Lord Vishnu appeared before King Nabhi with four arms. He was very bright, and he appeared to be the best of all personalities. Around the lower portion of his body, he wore a yellow silk garment. On his chest was the mark of Sri Vatsa, which always displays beauty. He carried a conch shell, lotus flower, disc, and club, and he wore a garland of forest flowers and the Kaustuva gem. He was beautifully decorated with a helmet, earrings, bangles, belt, pearl necklace, armlets, ankle bells, and other bodily ornaments, bedecked with radiant jewels. Seeing the Lord present before him, King Nabhi and his priests and associates felt just like poor people who have suddenly attained great riches. They received the Lord and respectfully bent their heads and offered him things in worship. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is distinctly mentioned here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead did not appear as an ordinary human being. He appeared before King Nabhi and his associates as the best of all personalities, Purushottama, as stated in the Vedas, Nitta Nittanam Chetanas Chetananam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also a living being, but he is the Supreme Living Being. In Bhagavad Gita 7:7, Lord Krishna himself says, Matto Parataram Nannat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. No one is more attractive or more authoritative than Lord Krishna. That is one of the differences between God and an ordinary living being. According to this description of the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu, the Lord can easily be distinguished from all other living beings. Consequently, Maharaj Nabhi and his priests and associates all offered the Lord obeisances and began to worship him with various things. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 6:22, Jang labdha chaparang labham mannate nadhikam tataha. That is, upon gaining this, one thinks that there is no greater gain. When one realizes God and sees the Lord face to face, one certainly thinks that he has gained the best of all things. Rasopi asya param drishtani vartate. Rasapasya param drishtani vartate. When one experiences a higher taste, his consciousness is fixed. After seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one ceases to be attracted by anything material. One then remains steady in his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this chapter is describing Lord Rishabhdev's appearance. And it is going on like this. Rishabhdev's father, King Nabhi, and mother, Meru Devi, perform great austerity. And they also perform yajna. And as a result of that, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared to them. And here is the description how he looked like. The Lord appeared before King Nabhi with four arms. So he appeared with four arms. And he was very bright. And he appeared to be the best of all personalities. Like, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His appearance is so wonderful that just by his sight one can see that he is the Supreme, the best of all persons. He is the Supreme. He is supreme in all respects. He is supremely beautiful, he is supreme powerful, he is supreme opulent. All in all respects he is the Supreme. And besides that, he has some specific symbols that no one can, no one displays, or no one can display. Like he has four arms. And in his four arms he carries lotus, conch, mess, and disc, Sudarshan Chakra. So that is his special symbols. Of course, in Vaikuntha, there also, all the residents, because they got the sarupya, they got the same form as the Lord, they also have four arms, and they also in four arms they carry conch, lotus, disc, and mess. Like, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is described that when Gop Kumar went to Vaikuntha, on the gate of Vaikuntha, he saw the four-armed personality. So seeing him, he thought this is the Supreme Personality. So he started to offer prayers to him. Ishwaraha Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. But that personality covered his ears and said, no, 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 I am not that. I am not him. And he felt so embarrassed that he ran. So that is the nature of a devotee. The devotee, if somebody could say that the devotee is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotee becomes extremely embarrassed. Just as we see him. Covered his ears and, no, 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 Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. What are you saying? Just hearing this is an offense. When a jiva is considered to be God, that is an offense. But what do the demons do? I am God. Although they are insignificant living entities, they say, I am God. There are so many gods now. But we can see that what is their actual identity. It's a demon who actually claims that he is God. And a devotee, he always surrenders to God. There was a demon like that, Pondraka. He had two artificial arms stuck to his body. And so he claimed. His followers, that's what actually happens with the so-called God. Their followers say, oh, aap Bhagavan hai, aap Bhagavan. Aur wo bhi sochte hai, main Bhagavan hu, main Bhagavan. So Pondraka's case was like that. His followers were saying, you are the actual Vishnu.
that Krishna is not Vishnu. You are the real Vishnu. So being inspired by their flattery, he challenged Krishna, I am Narayan. So you give up your disc, you return it to me. He challenged him that. And he said, come, if you don't accept or if you don't surrender unto me, then come and fight with me. And ultimately what happened? Pondraka, Krishna Sudarshan Chakra went and chopped his head. He said, okay, you say that Sudarshan Chakra belongs to you, so I am sending it to you. I'm sending it to you, receive it. And this is how the demons are eventually exposed. They claim that they are God, but then they end up in the deathbed. In the hospital, needles stuck all over the body and lying down. Still they won't surrender. They would go all the way. And as I was saying, that's the difference between a devotee and a demon. A devotee, even if they look, but they never claim that they are. By seeing somebody when his other two arms will fall off, he'll kill him. And so was visiting her brother. Actually, Shishupal was Krishna's cousin. And she was actually taking Shishupal to different people, that to see who is going to be Shishupal's arch enemy. The baby, little child, because the one who would kill him when Shishupal would be taken to him, his other arms would disappear. But never happened. Took to all the different kings and things. But ultimately, at that time, Krishna also was a little baby. Little child. When he was brought to Krishna, then two arms fell off. So his mother realized that Krishna will kill him. And Krishna would kill him. So mother requested, please tolerate his 100 offenses. That offenses, not ordinary offenses, so severe that each offense would be justified to kill him. So you can see, like, Krishna said, fine. And Shishupal was committing offense one after another to Krishna. He just couldn't stand Krishna. So this is the nature of a demon. Can't tolerate Krishna. The Supreme Personality is so envious. They are so envious and they are so puffed up. Their false ego is so intense that they cannot tolerate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their attitude is, why he should be glorified? I should be glorified. I am the greatest. That is how the demons think. I am the greatest. Why he is great being worshipped? I should be worshipped. So that was Shishupal's attitude. He was constantly offending Krishna. And finally, at Yudhishthira Maharaja's Rajasuya Yajna, his 100 offenses were completed. And so Krishna Sudarshan Chakra went, chopped off his head. Of course, these are great demons. But nowadays, they are all miniature demons. The miniature demons. And they claim, I am God. And their followers say, Aap Bhagavan hai. And he tells, Bhagavan such and such. And then Krishna comes to them. Krishna comes to the demons. In which form Krishna comes to the demons? In the form of death. So at that time they have to surrender. They don't want to surrender to Krishna, but they have to surrender to death. But Krishna is Krishna. He doesn't have to become God. He is God. The demons want to become God, like Hiranyakashipu, perform such severe austerity. For what? He wants to be superior to Krishna, superior to Hari. But who can become superior to Hari? Therefore, intelligent class of people, what they will do? Surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna and become engaged in his devotional service. And then Krishna gives him all protection. Krishna gives him all protection. For him there is no death. Mrittur mrittur namam maham. Death cannot come to the devotee because the Lord is there, who is death of death. So death runs away from him. So that is the advantage of being a devotee. The first advantage is Aham Tvam Sarva Papi Bhumukshe Shami Masucha. I will deliver you from all your sinful activities. And deliverance from sinful activities means no suffering. One suffers due to sinful activity. Sinful activities causes one to suffer, and pious activities causes one to enjoy. So if there is no sinful activities, then is there any possibility of suffering? And this is how devotee's life, just as he surrenders to Krishna, his life becomes all auspicious. Life for all auspiciousness. And then Krishna rewards him so wonderfully. His heart becomes cleansed completely. And that clean heart becomes the temple of Krishna. Krishna is there in the heart already as the super soul. But because of the dirt in the heart, one cannot see that. But when the heart becomes purified, then the one sees the Lord in the heart. And a loving relationship develops. And as a result of that, his heart becomes full of joy. Heart becomes full of joy. So even though he is in the material nature, even though he is in a suffering, the world of suffering, dukkhalayam, but dukkha, suffering cannot touch him. He is free from all kinds of suffering. Rather, his heart becomes full of joy. even in this material nature, it's full of joy. Even though the body is an instrument to receive pain, for him there is no suffering. Because his consciousness is not in his body. His consciousness is with Krishna. So whatever happens to the body doesn't affect him. And finally, when the time comes to leave the body, that's the chance to, that's the opportunity to become free from the material bondage. We are tied down to the material nature with this body. The bodies actually, two bodies. Gross body and subtle body. When the gross body dies, one becomes free from material bondage. But because the subtle body is still attached to the material nature, one has to come back. Subtle body brings him back to another womb of the mother. Develops a body according to the karma, according to his past activity. But for a devotee, there is no subtle body. Devotional service destroys the subtle body. So the devotee doesn't have a subtle body. And that, the freedom from subtle body is called sarup, is spiritual identity. Sarup siddhi. And how does it happen? The subtle body doesn't die. Gross body dies. Subtle body doesn't die. But the subtle body becomes spiritualized. Subtle body that is composed of mind, intelligence and false ego. When one constantly thinks of Krishna with his mind, mind is spiritualized. In this way, when one becomes engaged in serving Krishna, then his intelligence is purified. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna gives him buddhi yoga. Being engaged in devotional service, he gets, his intelligence is purified. And in this way, when one becomes engaged in serving Krishna, jiver sarup hai, so sarup, no more false ego. So this is how he becomes free from mind, intelligence, so no more mind, material mind, no more material intelligence, no more material false ego. It is pure spirit soul in this apparently gross material body. Iha jasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikhilasyapi avasthasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. Jivan mukta. Although he is living in this body, but he is mukta, he is liberated. Nikhilasyapi avasthasu, in every condition. Why? Ihajasya harir dasya, in the service of Hari. Karmana manasa gira. Karmana, body. Gross body is engaged in karma. Manasa, mind, subtle body. Gira, speech. Kai, man, vakya. So when this is engaged in serving Krishna, one becomes free from material bondage. And then when the time comes for him to leave the body, gross body, where does the spiritual body goes? Back to Godhead. So that is called Vastu Siddhi. So this is such a wonderful process. Devotional service. And so that is the advantage of being a devotee. Immediately one receives the mercy of the Lord. And as it has been described here, the sight of the Lord is so wonderful. Attraction automatically becomes there. One becomes automatically becomes attracted. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Oh, he should keep on practicing and consciousness will become purified. Yes, immediately consciousness may not become purified, but as he practices devotional service, consciousness becomes purified. Therefore, one should stick to this path, never deviate. Once you take to devotional service, just stick to this path. Theek hai, pura saaf nahi hua. अगर हम सही राह में रहते हैं तो साफ हो जाएगा दिल. हरे कृष्णा. एनी ऑफ यस. हरे कृष्णा. No, you see, in Sajujya Mukti, the form of the Lord is not there. It's just the light. And one merges in that light. So, there is no opportunity to serve. There is no opportunity to render devotional service. So, that is because the activity is not there. Service, spiritual activity is not there. One cannot stay there for long. Just sitting there, just aham brahmasmi. One gets bored. And because he cannot go further that way, he comes back this way. Arujya krichena parang padam tata patanti adha anadrita yushmana. So even though parang padam, Brahma Jyoti, they achieve that state of merging in Brahma Jyoti, but because they do not have the opportunity to serve, anadrita jusmadanghaya, because they have disregarded the lotus feet of the Lord. Because those who are devotees, those who are engaged in serving the lotus feet of the Lord, even though they may go to Brahma Jyoti, they wouldn't want to be there. As it is said, Kaivalya Narakayate. To a devotee, this merging in Brahma Jyoti, Sajujya Mukti, is like going to hell. Why it's hell? Why it's hellish? Because the service is not there. Now, if you can, through the service you derive spiritual joy. So if the joy is not there, then what you have? Suffering. So that's why they consider Sajujya Mukti to be like going to hell, a condition of suffering. So that's why Sajujya Mukti is not desired by the devotees. But in order to understand what is beyond Sajujya Mukti, one has to come to a devotee. Because only a devotee can give the information about the Lord and devotional service. Those who do not know about the Lord, how can they speak about devotional service? So that's why it's so important that one comes across a devotee. We see in places like here, holy place, but because they haven't been affected by devotion, their goal is Sajujya Mukti. They, like local people, their understanding is Raghav Pandit, goal kya tha pehle. But then after they came across devotees, then they got to see that is not the ultimate goal. The real goal is beyond that. The real goal is being engaged in service to the Lord. Like I noticed, like here most of the people are, they are impersonalists, mayavadis. So that's why it's very important that one comes across, and that's why it's so important that devotees go out and preach. We came here, things changed. If we didn't come here, they would have remained in the same ignorance. There are two types of impersonal liberation, positive and negative. The positive one is to understand that this Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence of the Lord. And beyond Brahma Jyoti is the Lord. But the negative liberation is Mayavad. That is the Lord's form. You see, why they cannot go beyond Brahma Jyoti is because they think that the Lord also is a product of Brahma Jyoti. Their understanding is that Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha. Brahma is the ultimate. Brahman is a mode of goodness is Narayan. Brahman in the mode of passion is living entity. So when the jiva transcends the mode of passion and comes to Narayan, comes to a mode of goodness, then they become Narayan. That's why they call the sannyasis who are supposed to be in the mode of goodness, Narayan. And some people even think that, you know, all people are Narayan. Daridra Narayan. Poor, all poor people are Narayan. Narayan is Lakshmipati. But here Daridra Narayan. So these are all, you know, people, those who don't have the knowledge, but go out and pose as a wise man. And as a result, what happens? They simply misdirect people, misguide. The real knowledge comes from this, Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita. And the books are not enough. You need a teacher to explain the book. So they may have the books, but they don't have the teacher. And that's why they're in such a state. Again, that's why it's so important to receive the knowledge from a bona fide devotee. Okay, again, another question from Ankit from USA. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Pam Hoye GTSP. Krishna wants the same thing everyone wants, to become an object of love, to become something worthy, worthy of attention and dedication, to become something, something another consciousness finds worthy of being conscious of. How can we give Krishna what he wants? How can we focus our attention and consciousness on him? To me, the easiest, simplest, best way to do what Krishna wants, to love him, by focusing attention on him, is to focus our consciousness on his names. Guru Maharaj, please help. How can we improve our chanting so that we can be more conscious and attentive of names, which is non-different than Krishna? A very nice question, Ankit. the way simply is chant the holy name. Now when you chant the holy name, what should you do? Hear the name, hear the sound vibration. So that is the way to receive Krishna in the form of Shabda Brahma. Krishna manifested, Krishna incarnated in the form of the holy name. In simple words we can say, if you want to see the holy name, what you should do? Can you see the holy name with your eyes? Can you touch the holy name with your hands? Can you touch? Can you smell the holy name with your nose? No. The only way you can receive the holy name is through your ears, hearing. Just hear. Shravanadi shuddha chitte karaye udaye. Shravan, hear. So when you hear, and due to hearing, when the heart becomes purified, then Krishna will manifest himself. The holy name is Krishna himself, but we cannot perceive. The only way you can perceive Krishna is by hearing. And just do that and the rest will happen. From his name, his form will become manifest. His qualities will become manifest. His activities or pastimes will become manifest. His associates will become manifest. His dham will become manifest. Thank you, Ankit, and thank you for staying up so late. Gaur Premanandi.